sit home, get recharged, and go again.
We didn't have a website until right before the pandemic, which is crazy.
And this is very explicit, so stop me if I need to.
Okay, let's go R-rated.
Well, yeah, this is R-rated for sure.
Mean girls never win.
Yes.
I remember that song. If you drink, don't drive.
Do the watermelon crawl.
Hello, everyone. Today's guest is pretty awesome. Her name is Frederica, and I actually met her. She came to get a spray tan from B-Tan here in Savannah, and she was new to Savannah, and I, true to myself, I made her be my friend like I do with Amazing Whitwin that I just meet. She owns a wonderful restaurant, coffee shop called Java Burrito. It started in Hilton Head, and now they have one in Savannah, and let me tell you, it's amazing. So I'll let you tell your full name. So she's Swedish, and her husband's Hungarian.
He has a Hungarian last name.
He has a Hungarian last name. So I'll let her say her full name and then go in and tell a little bit about Java Burrito because it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So my name's Frederica Fakete, and we own Java Burrito, my husband and I. So I came in to have a spray tan with Michelle, and it was just the best experience. I felt so welcome right away. So I had to tell her that I was new to Savannah. And that we had just moved here to open our second restaurant.
And then we planned a lunch. And what I love about her is she was just as I get really excited when I meet new people. And I get really excited when I meet another. First of all, you know, we talked about this in the last podcast. I did a lot of service industry stuff. So I was really excited that you had a restaurant business because it resonates with me, but also that you're a female business owner. She is partners with her husband, but anytime I meet a female that's thrown into business ownership and especially restaurant world, I'm intrigued, and I made her be my friend, and she was just, at least I think, just as excited about being my friend because we quickly planned a lunch. And Savannah's a beautiful, wonderful place, and it's my home. I'm born and raised here, so when I meet someone new, I want them to have, you know, I want to have that Southern hospitality, but I really just am so obsessed with making every woman feel welcomed and, you know, and excited about living in this beautiful city that's growing rapidly.
Well, you definitely do a really good job with
Thank
that.
Thank you. And I get to see people naked, so I have to feel them comfortable. Like, meet them and they get naked, which is what happened with you, but well, that's a whole nother podcast. I want to hear more about Hilton Head, how Java Burrito got started. And let me tell you, I have to say this again. You guys, the ingredients are fresh. Mm-hmm. It's so cool that you can have coffee on one side and a taco burrito bowl on the other side. The dynamic is great. So I just wanted to start with Hilton Head, your first location, and how the idea sparked. Like, how did it get going?
Yeah. So Michael and I were living in South Florida. I've lived in Fort Lauderdale, Miami for a long time. And I love that area. And it's so vibrant. And everything is so fresh. Mm-hmm. And the energy is so awesome.
Yeah, I love Miami.
And the food is so great.
Yes.
So I was in grad school at Nova Southeastern, and I got my MBA there especially in marketing and sales, and got a job in Hilton Head. So we moved up there, and I didn't know exactly if Michael was going to come with me because I was like, look, I just got like the job I've been studying for. And he was like, okay, let's go. I was like, all right,
that's
awesome.
That's love.
We'd only been together like 6 or 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was great. And we moved up there. It was so different from South Florida.
Definitely.
And I really embraced it. I really loved that I wasn't sitting in traffic.
If you haven't been to Hilton Head, I mean, it's so different. I mean, to go from Fort Lauderdale, Miami to Hilton Head, it's like a little shell-shocked maybe?
No, I had spent time there before, so I kind of knew prepared. What it was. But I really embraced how naturally beautiful it is there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's kind of only one road that goes through Hilton Head. It's US 278.
Yeah.
And the island's 12 miles long. And I was just excited to be in a smaller southern place.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I was really excited. Unfortunately, my job didn't work out and the company was reorganized. My position was eliminated 7 months after we moved there.
But I guess meant to be.
Well, so my husband is from a restaurant family, and he had already planned to, I had a full-time job at the time. So he had kind of planned to open a restaurant. He was waiting tables. He ended up, you know, moving up pretty quickly because he's very good at what mm-hmm. he does. And all of a sudden he's running a restaurant instead of waiting tables. And
right.
he was like, I really have a great, you know, we had spent so much time at these awesome places in South Florida. Mm-hmm. There's somewhere called Too Bizarre that was like our go-to spot. All the furniture in there was for sale. It was like oh, wow. one of the original fusion restaurants when mm-hmm. that became a thing with the sushi bar, but also fried avocado.
Yeah.
And a fish tank. I mean, just like, but also really cool vintage furniture that was mm-hmm. for sale. Highly recommend Too Bizarre if anyone
I love the name
is down there. So we used to always joke that we were going to make like a burrito lounge or a bizarro burrito concept. Mm-hmm. And then with a little bit of guidance and help, it came to fruition. And he actually signed the paperwork for the restaurant in Hilton Head the day I received my severance package for my job. So
you're all in at this
point. I showed up on my lunch break and was like, hey, I'm not going back to work. And he was like, wow, okay.
Oh, wait. So he, like, you walked in. It was a surprise.
Yeah. No, he
and had. And you signed the paperwork and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
A little scary, but I guess you were thrown into it.
Definitely crazy.
Yeah.
But thank you, universe, for working all that out for me.
I know. I always say just jump. But sometimes you don't have to jump. Sometimes you get pushed into, you know, a dream come true.
Well, then the other thing is, in Hilton Head, it's not like a city. There aren't corporate jobs. You know, I had very mm-hmm. much studied to be in a corporate environment.
Right.
So I was like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. So I started waiting tables and fine dining at a really cool little spot called Vine, right by the beach on Hilton mm-hmm. Head.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
Good spot.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun waiting tables. Me I just too. Had no idea.
I have the best memories from that time of my life. I met the best people.
It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. You meet amazing people. You learn about food. You learn about wine, which really...
There's no better education either.
There isn't.
For business, in my opinion, than service industry.
I think everyone needs to do it at some point.
I completely agree.
It's humbling mm-hmm. and... you kind of learn what you want to be like because you meet so many different people and you pick up things from all these people that you serve. So that was an amazing time in my life. And gradually I ended up working at Java Burrito. I don't even know how I did it looking back. Like mm-hmm. get up in the morning, work at the coffee bar in Java Burrito, do lunch service, then go to the restaurant.
Wait, real quick. How did you guys, because I mean, you don't normally see burritos and coffee in the same, you know.
So in South Florida, I mean.
It's normal.
Coffee is, well, and you're seeing it more and more in food now. Yeah. Almost every restaurant now.
It's almost needed. Like you need trying a lunch to and a have, dinner combo.
Yeah. And almost every restaurant now has like a big espresso machine. Mm-hmm. That's just part of the restaurant equipment these days. Then it wasn't. I didn't
realize that, but you're totally right.
Yeah.
It is becoming more normal. I guess definitely. Just because yours says it in the name, I'm like, oh, yeah, what a brilliant idea.
So business-wise, I'm just really into companies that you can look at the brand, you can look at the logo, you can look at the name, and you know what you're going in for. Mm-hmm. So for us, Java Burrito, there was no other name that was in the mix.
And if I could tell how the setup is, when I went to have lunch with her, which was amazing. The food was amazing. And I had drank too much coffee prior to meeting her. So I was like, it's hard for me to like eat a lot when I have coffee, but I couldn't help but like eat all of the tacos because they were so delicious.
When you had the so fish fresh. Tacos.
Yeah. I had one fish and I think one chicken.
Yeah.
And there, I'm telling you, it's not like Taco Bell guys. Like the taco was completely full. Like even after I ate my taco, I was like eating the rest with a fork because it was so filling, two tacos, which is affordable. What I like about it is it's really affordable, but I love when you walk in, you see this beautiful, like a coffee bar.
So the front, so the building is really two divided rooms because it is a building from 1895, and you're
it's
given
gorgeous,
right? But you're given a floor plan that you're going to have to
you
work
have
with.
To work around. Yeah.
So the previous restaurant owner in there had done a bar in the front room.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
So we took that, renovated it, and made it into a coffee cocktail. And we have a beautiful pastry case there too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can kind of be. It's yeah. meant to be what you need it to be. Right. And everyone needs it to be something different.
And maybe. It's hard to leave because you can have your coffee, go have some yeah. tacos, come walk back over, have a cocktail.
Yeah.
The vibe is great. I could see, do you have a lot of students that hang out in there? Because I could see
yeah. So we're really lucky. I love my SCAD students. Mm-hmm. They're such an inspiring bunch of people.
Oh, yeah,
I sure. miss them when they're gone.
Yes, they really are.
So we're on the corner of Price and Broughton,
mm-hmm.
and it is right between the SCAD International building at the end of Broughton and the big library and the art store. Mm-hmm. So we have a really nice movement of kids just
right.
going in that area. They stop in. We have a basement level that you can rent out for private events, or if it's not being rented out, just hang out there. And we have groups of kids that...
Which we have talked about having a women in business group hosted down there. I used to have one called the V is Savannah.
Yeah.
I
think that's a great idea.
It's such a good name too. Yes. But, and then you mentioned that there was a more mature crowd in Savannah who, what was it? What's it called?
The Chatham Club.
The Chatham Club.
Been around
yeah,
for quite
it's
a while.
Been around for a long time in Savannah. So merging...
Yeah.
You know, still having the V in Savannah, but like merging it because they do need a younger. So we vibed on that. I'm really yeah. big into community stuff. Frederica mm-hmm. is as well. And that's where we vibed off of. But then I was like, what? And she's a restaurant owner.
Well, and Java Burrito's core concept really is community.
Yes.
Like coffee, if you look
at it. And that's the vibe you get there for sure.
Coffee is community. If you look at the world.
Like yeah.
It is the most consumed beverage in the world.
Yeah.
And every culture has a different movement around mm-hmm. coffee. So the other, you mentioned it was, you know, affordable and clean. And our core concept is that we want to be able to appeal to everyone, and everyone should be able to find something at Java Burrito.
And they can.
In Hilton Head, I am so proud of the fact that you can stand in line and you see the painters, the attorneys, mm-hmm. the yoga ladies, the moms, everybody's in line. Everybody is, you know, happy there. Mm-hmm. Everybody can find something. We cater to so many dietary, you know, paleo, gluten-free, pescatarian, mm-hmm. vegan. We really are, at the core, a super inclusive company. And I'm really, really proud of that.
Yes, I see that. And do you, like, if you could compare, I mean, that really is, like, it's the vibe there. And it's, whether you're going for a business meeting or you're a student or I'm a single woman. So sometimes like I want to go sit in there. Like I'm fine. I like that there's a bar for coffee because sometimes when you're alone and you go into a coffee shop, it's like, oh, I'm alone. Everything has two seats.
Yeah.
Like as a single woman, I appreciate being able to go in there and sit down alone at a bar and have that bar feel.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that about the Savannah location.
Well, I haven't really thought about that, but it is. That is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sit there alone a lot just because I work.
There's no other coffee shop in Savannah that has that like bar vibe.
Yeah, probably
there's
not.
There's a little one at the other one on Broughton Street. There's like a little, but Blend and Press is one of my favorites too. I love, mm-hmm. I mean, again, there's enough to go around for everyone.
Absolutely.
But the, it's chair, you know, it's tables and chairs.
Yes.
So, and I am running around this town a lot as a business owner and I appreciate that it's a bar. They can just go sit and it's like a, I don't know. There's something about that when you're, it's just more comfortable. You don't feel guilty about taking up a whole table. You don't feel like you have to get out of the way. It's like, okay, I'm going to sit here with my computer.
Mm-hmm. The baristas and the bartenders love it too.
Cause yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. And it's way more fun.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, some of my employees, maybe they have kids. They can't work late nights, but mm-hmm. they still like
that vibe.
For lack of bartending, right?
Yeah.
Even your bartending coffee, bartending, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
But it's a great vibe.
And then you can get hungry and walk next door, but then you have the pastry. So mm-hmm. I could go on and on and on. If you haven't been there in Savannah, you have to go. If you live anywhere near Savannah or Hilton Head, I highly recommend it. But now I want to get into business. There's a lot. We were just talking about, like, I keep telling people, they're like, what's the podcast about? And I'm like, a business bullshit with beautiful people. And they're like, oh my God, that should be the name. Maybe the slogan, whatever. But we talked about the business. I do want to talk about the bullshit. Owning a business is hard. Owning a, in particular, yes. Anyone who wants to own a freaking restaurant in Savannah, it ain't easy. This beautiful, wonderful city has so many hoops to go through between the historical society, the permits, the, and then to put on top of it, like, it's hard to find contractors these days. So with, mm-hmm. when you had the idea to come to Savannah, how quick was,
I mean, it's a process.
It's such a process. It takes dedication. And that's why I have a, I'm a business owner. I have a storefront here, but there is a special, there is a special place in my heart for anyone who has to get an alcohol permit here yes. and a food permit
yes.
and in the historic district. I cannot express enough how hard and how difficult and how time consuming and frustrating it can be. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky. I have, my husband's my business partner and he's really good at a lot of these things.
Yeah.
I can get a little bit flustered. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just, it can be really overwhelming.
Overwhelming is the word.
I find days where I just look at him and
I'm
like,
wait, I have to talk to this person and that person, send you back to that person. It's
just,
it's
completely overwhelmed.
It's a journey.
He's really, yeah. I mean, he's really great at that. So I'm super fortunate.
Yeah, that you have him as a business partner.
That I have.
Because that part is really difficult. And I know that I don't, yes. Have a commercial real estate background mm-hmm. and my heart and my love in the city, because I worked in the service industry, is, restaurant bar owners, restaurant owners, but the people working in them, the managers, the marketing behind it.
Well, I mean, there's,
but I have a special place in my heart. And sometimes it can be hard in the city.
Everything has to be designed, the whole kitchen has to be designed for not only efficiency for the type of restaurant going in, but mm-hmm. also for DHEC to approve the way that everything's
the
laid
historical
out.
Historical society gets thrown into it.
You
as
have
well.
Historic walls that maybe need to come down that they need to talk about. You have EPA testing, mm-hmm. EPA guidelines for these old buildings. There are a lot of little,
and they're expensive.
Yes, it's
very expensive. So
it's a commitment.
If you're in a restaurant and you're getting a little impatient, you're in a hurry, just take a deep breath and just appreciate the time and the energy that it went in to for that mm-hmm. plate to be put in front of you. I mean, I take a deep, and I'm a very impatient person, people, but I have a whole appreciation for the food industry and the food industry in this town in general, but in this town.
Well, Savannah has so many great concepts,
for
restaurants,
sure.
Restaurant groups, restaurant individuals that own multiples. Mm-hmm. I mean, Savannah's really, really cool. And I know when you're in a place for a long time, you maybe forget, because you're so used to seeing everything.
Right.
But I talk to people that come here and they're just blown away.
Blown away, yeah.
And they're coming from other affluent parts of the country or even in the world. And they really think Savannah is so special. So,
And being born and raised here, sometimes I have to admit I can take it for granted.
Well, it's easy to just mm-hmm. be like, well, yeah, that's always been there. And yeah, that's new. And, the thing that's really cool about Savannah, too, is it's a lot of local business owners.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't chains. Chains don't tend to do very well in places
like
Hilton Head and Savannah.
I kind of like that it is that way, that we aren't like the Charleston with the Louis Vuitton and the...
Yeah.
The $25,000 a month rent on King Street. Now, we do still have a pretty high price per square foot here.
It is not cheap to go
into. It's not cheap at all. But I do love that the city welcomes, hugs, and enjoys the smaller business mm-hmm. owner, the more local vibe than it does. Like, the bigger boxes didn't do the Loft. I mean, let's just name, the Loft, Victoria's Secret.
They're not here anymore.
They're not here anymore. They just didn't. Mm-hmm. I used to shop there all the time. Michael Kors did not do well.
Mac's not here.
Yeah, Mac's not here anymore. Like the more small,
mm-hmm.
We just saw Gap, Urban Outfitters, and H&M. Mm-hmm. But even, I think they're, of all the chains or whatever that they have, I think Savannah's probably their least profitable because people get drawn into the little boutiques. They love it. And I think it's the art, maybe the artsy vibe, or I don't mm-hmm. know. Savannah's just still small enough where like they come here because they want to feel, it has a magic. They want to feel the Savannah. They don't want to go where they could go to a big city and get, like, it's just
different. But Savannah as a city just has a different feel.
Agreed.
So I can't think of another city that has
everything
that the vibe that Savannah has. The architecture is unreal. Where do you find that? Maybe in New England.
You don't have the trees
in New England, but you maybe have similar brownstone architecture there.
Right.
Not an architectural history buff, but
no, but you where feel else the, do even you... if you're not, you can appreciate it when you come here. You can see it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quirkiness and weird history here. And I love it so much. I love that it still has a little bit of a small town vibe. You know, like it still has, it's a city. And you guys, if you don't know Savannah, we have a port, we have Gulfstream, we have the coast, we have a cute little Tabby Island, we have
a really nice little airport you can fly to a lot of places out of, actually.
So, yes, exactly. Yeah. So there's so much here, and we're only 30 minutes from Hilton Head, which is where Frederica, her original restaurant.
Yeah.
So tell me how did you pick Savannah for the second location? And I like that it's also in Hilton Head, because there are some similarities with Savannah and Hilton Head. There's also a ton of differences, but the coast being the main thing that we are similar. Our coasts are very different. But we're so close, which is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, why Savannah? Like, why?
So Savannah is a super small, tight-knit community, which I didn't realize. And I'm pleasantly surprised that, like, I talked to you and you know this person. I just talked to her last week. And, you know, there is it's like a little net of, and honestly and I'm not dissing men in any way, but it's amazing how many cool women-owned businesses are in Savannah.
Amen.
It's really amazing. It's awesome.
It wasn't like that when I started my business 18 years ago, my very first retail business. I bought into a franchise. I did not get the warm, fuzzy vibes. I did not get the open arms. It was challenging. It was intimidating. It was catty. It was, and I'm not saying any, because I think the vibe of the city has changed. I also think the women and the art culture has changed. Like, we have changed and grown.
Well, there is room for everyone.
There really is. There was way more of a competitive. I didn't feel welcomed. I didn't feel like I could do it. It was also my age. I was early 20s. So also maturity played into part on my end with that for sure. But I never want to be that girl. I always want to be the woman that's openly accepting whether I agree with the idea, love the idea. And that I love that you said that about Savannah. I think I just spit on myself. I love that said that about Savannah, because I am born and raised here. I do not have an MBA, which I'm no longer intimidated or by anyone who does. But there was a time in my life as a young single mom where I was like, she'll never want to be friends with me. And it's the people that I surrounded myself with. And it's the women in the city, and I could tear up doing it, that really gave me the confidence to go from bartender to business owner and be proud of where I am and where I come from and be able to sit down beside someone who's doing great things in a whole different aspect, you know, with a loving partner and feel like, you know, we're equal. And we have women in the city that are like that. And it wasn't always like that for me.
And I think that's why when you and I talk about not creating, so you have created in the past, but finding some type of way for all of us to come together and support each other and build like a really strong community. There's that word again.
Yes.
Of women in business and, you know, mothers, student, whatever they're doing outside of business. Like,
we can all just connect
get
on
it.
That.
Like, you just get it on another level.
And we can connect. We don't always have to be doing the same thing.
Oh, no.
Come from the same place, you know, but I really felt like that in part of my life.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, that I had, this is the box I fit in.
Yeah.
And now because of the community that I have here in Spain, the friends that I'm making, it's changed my mind. It's actually changed my mind how I treat others.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are sitting here having this podcast and are doing this podcast interview. We've had lunch and we're friends and we come from very different backgrounds, very different education, and we're equals. But I feel like an equal. You know what I mean? It wasn't always the case.
I think that we all go through a part of our adult woman lives where we're trying to figure out what box we fit in. And it's like a rite of passage and a moment of growth to realize that you can fit in multiple boxes.
Exactly.
And those boxes might have different people in them too, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
I mean, Savannah, when we came here, people had said to me like, okay, well, you know, there is an all boys club in Savannah. It is old. It is Southern. Mm-hmm. There is a network. You can take that out if you need to.
No, I love that you brought it up.
Well, I mean,
when I started doing commercial real estate, I was like so intimidated.
They didn't say it as a bad thing. They just wanted to be like, hey. History.
It's actually what makes Savannah so cool. But there is some good old boy weird.
And, you know, they were really just
the support system as women to be like, well, we have our own. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it can be
a good old women's club too.
Yeah. We're helping. It'll be more friendly and more hugs and more eye to eye. And, you know, like women are special. We have a special way of communicating and talking. I watched something recently. I think it was on Instagram and it was Jane Fonda.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it too.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about how women's relationships with each other really are different and necessary.
And necessary and special. And it's very different.
And it's part of the fabric that makes up a happy life is to have these really nice, honest, open relationships with other women. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. But like I go back to thinking about when Gwyneth Paltrow has Goop and what's her name? Kourtney Kardashian has Poosh, right? Yeah. And everyone's all like, oh, Poosh is just trying to take a spin off Goop. And Gwyneth was like, you know what?
Let's do a candle together, right?
And I'm going to have you on my podcast.
I love that.
And she was like, I think what you're doing is great. And Kourtney was like, I think what you're doing is great. And there's room for everyone. And I think that was a huge moment if you were like paying attention in this segment of, you know, what's going on. That there is room for all of us.
It was really beautiful to take something that could have been from like media and like the industries that do make money off of tearing others down. Shame on you.
Yeah.
But those industries, I loved that they did that spin on it and came out bigger and better. And honestly, the little girl, the teenager, or the young 20s. When I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off, not to say that I don't now, in a different way, to be inspired by women doing such big things and then working together is kind of amazing. So that's where we need to go with it instead of tearing each other apart. Mm-hmm. So we certainly don't need that.
Yeah. But Savannah is a great community. It is smaller than what you think.
Yep.
Which was a pleasant surprise for me because coming from Hilton Head, 12 miles long, the whole island. I didn't really know what we were getting into as far as the network and other business relationships, and had only been told that, you know, if you're not from Savannah, it can be difficult to open a business here.
Sorry about the background noise, guys. I'm sharing a space with my dear friend Emily and she's doing some construction, so I apologize. But hey, this is pretty real with what's happening. I'm actually very excited that she's sharing the space with me because creatively, I think sometimes I get burnout and it's good to like, you know, just to play off what we were just talking about. You know, everyone has a different strength and it's good to, instead of to vibe off of each other. And in any, whether it's food industry, Emily's in fashion and I'm in beauty and like sitting together. It's crazy how three women from three different industries can come together and creatively, like, I don't know. It's like coffee, like coffee for the soul. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say what I'm trying to say. But if I didn't have that, which there was a time in my life where I didn't have that and it was hard for me to grow as a person, in my business. And I didn't, my first spray tan business failed miserably and I ended up depressed, upset, divorced, blah. But I learned so much from that. You know, it wasn't failure. It was learning.
It was growth.
But, you know, you don't see that. People look at failure as just failure. But in my opinion, there's no such thing. Like, it is just a learning experience.
I have a hard time with that. I set the bar really high for myself. That might be a positive or a negative. I don't know. We'll see. I
think you should. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, but failing can be hard if the bar is really high.
Right.
And it can be really hard to personally accept any type of failure. But I think you just have to shift the mindset that failure just is, you know, it's like a Y in the road where there's like barricades for the one Y.
It's like a map.
Yeah. So there was a Y in the road and you went one way and now that's barricaded off and you have to go the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
So you just have to
pivot. Yeah. Just make a shift. Learn and don't take it as failure. I mean, and I'm a very impulsive person, which I'm trying to get into meditating and stuff because and actually I'm trying to drink a little less caffeine because of I am so impulsive. But then I have friends who are not impulsive and they wish they would have done, you know, so we had different routes and different barriers, whether, you know, because I just go. And I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done this. And then there's I don't always take the most organized route to get there.
But when you're a business owner, it's really hard to find balance, right?
Very true.
Because there's nobody to replace you, truly.
There's no one. No one's going to care as much as the business owner.
You know, there's positives that you get to set your own hours, but there's also negatives to that. You can work 23 hours a day.
Exactly.
And nobody's going to be like, hey, that might not be such a good idea, you know? Or like, hey, it's a little bit slower right now. Maybe we should try to take a vacation, you know? But it's
Have you ever felt so guilty for sleeping in, like you were in trouble? And I'm like, I'm in fucking trouble with myself right now. Like, what am I doing?
I feel like I do that every day, to be honest.
I do too. Thank God. I have like nightmares about me letting me, like, it's just weird.
I'm like, oh, I should have been up this morning, like getting a workout in, having my coffee, journaling, meditating, right? Doing all the self-care that you're like, supposed to be doing.
The list.
Right. And I'm just like in bed and my daughter's like, hey, are you getting out of bed yet? And I'm like, okay, sure.
I guess I think the biggest thing is we feel guilty for having that day where we just don't do anything. I feel so guilty, but I'm learning to let myself do that because I'm not my best self if I just sit there and just breathe.
You have to find these pockets of inspiration and then you really need to like capitalize on that energy and then you need to take a minute.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't think my husband does it that way.
I definitely
so when he sees me in this process of like, yeah, I'm feeling really inspired. This is great. These ideas, this is moving. And then it's like, and now I need to go down to the frayed knot and sit with the knitting ladies for a minute. And then I'm going to go to the playground and I'll be back on this like intense inspiration train in a minute.
Do you make yourself go outside a lot? I wish I did more. I'm such a city girl. And
I'm a huge, so I didn't even realize how much of a city person I was until I lived in Hilton Head for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And Hilton Head is so beautiful, but to be able to, I live downtown Fort Lauderdale, like downtown Miami. Like you,
I have a good friend, Brian,
are just moving all the time.
He lives in Pembroke Pines.
Yeah.
And when I went to Miami for my first time, I went with him and we had so much fun, but he loves him from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. I mean,
loves
you
walk. And we went downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Had so much fun.
And then being, you know, European, I also love the old European cities.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's barely a family that has two cars that doesn't really exist there.
Right.
Because you're not dependent on a car for getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we have an apartment here downtown. And I think, you know, everyone went through their own little COVID crisis, I think.
Yes. Yeah,
and
for sure.
My COVID crisis was like, I've got to do something drastically different here. Mm-hmm. And so we have this apartment and a lot of people were like, you're moving into an apartment? Like, are you sure about that? You know, a lot of people at this stage in life are buying a bigger house with a bigger yard, with a bigger car, with a bigger all this. And here I go like,
you wanted to simplify.
Actually, I'm going to go, you know.
Well, I'm a realtor and people wonder why the hell I haven't bought a house. Like,
right.
Why I'm in a little.
So, yeah. I mean.
And I just wanted to simplify my life.
It is so nice. I mean, I don't think my husband's ever lived in an apartment, actually. He's always lived in townhouses or houses.
Yeah.
So I think he was like, we'll just go with this, see how it goes.
Yeah.
But we are loving apartment life in the city.
I love it.
And walking out the door and just going for a walk and seeing all these people. And I mean, I love that I have so many SCAD students around me because they are inspiring, so cool.
Too. Yeah, they're cool.
All so artistic, cool.
Yeah, from all
and
over.
Kind and well-mannered. It's really a very... Savannah's so fortunate to have such a nice school. Group of
yeah,
people.
I agree.
Here.
Well, I have a couple of interns. One of my favorite people that's ever come through is a girl that works. She's from SCAD. She walked into my store and I didn't even know SCAD had a beauty.
Oh, they have so many cool.
Now. It's so, many I think cool it's only majors. Like 5 years old. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But I didn't know until, you know, you don't know until you know. She walked in and she was looking into working at it with a different amazing company. And anyway, she's working for me now and I feel so lucky. She is so much at her, she's young. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to get that vibe.
It's so nice.
Yeah. And do you have SCAD students working at Java Breed?
We do.
So I'm sure you get and it even, yeah.
They are just superstars. And unfortunately they leave to go on internships and study abroad and
the
go
only
back
hard
home.
Thing is like, it is hard to work around because SCAD is such an intense school.
It is.
Mm-hmm. When you have a SCAD student, you have to be very respectful in, because of their school schedule because they're spending a lot of money.
Yes.
And it's very difficult school. You know, I'm very respectful of their schooling. I also have a 21-year-old son who's in school. So maybe that's, and I know how expensive it is. and SCAD's like double the price of his school.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do have to be, but you can't, it's worth the trade for the experience to work with that student and to have someone young in such an artistic environment because it really spills over into your business.
It spills over everywhere.
Into your life, like, really.
I mean, I just love like the different takes on, we have an employee shirt that everyone wears. You can choose like different colors, but it has the logo, right? Just so like it
everyone
is streamlined. And I love the different takes
that
how they style. Everyone styles this employee shirt differently.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they wear a bucket hat with the Java Breeder logo. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want a trucker hat. There's so many different
artistic
and like the pants and the, it's just inspiring. It's so fun and fresh and exciting. Cause I mean, they are the future, right?
Yes, they are. And I love that you, see that, you know, sometimes it's so easy to, I think also me, like being a mom has a different take on it. But Emily, who's making all the background noise right now, she does internships and she's what sparked me to want to do it. And she takes it very seriously. Mm-hmm. So when I did get my first intern, I was like, I want to impact you, but it's so crazy how I'm impacted by them too. So going right back to what we've been talking about, it's just women. It's just people supporting people.
Mm-hmm.
For us, the women in Savannah are special. But for me, as a woman, you know, I mentor women to own their own spray tan business. I take it very, very seriously. I take every intern that walks in my door. I take every spray tan client that comes in my door. I got the same vibe from you walking into your business.
That's what we're
trying to do. And so, if you could. As we wrap this up, if you could give any advice to someone with an idea, someone who maybe got fired, maybe had a severance letter recently too, who has an idea, who's nervous. For you, you threw yourself into the service industry. You worked for another restaurant and then worked your way into partnering with your husband for the restaurant. So what little thing do you wish you could tell that day that what could you tell Frederica that day that could have made her feel better about that severance letter and this business venture?
So I had just gone through 2.5 years of MBA school, right?
Right.
And it was expensive. And it was, you know, I worked 3 jobs to make it happen and went to night school.
Wow.
So it was a sacrifice to get that education. I had, you know, and this doesn't say anything about anything, but I had people like, I'm sorry, you're waiting tables after gone through that, you know, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of personal sacrifice to make that happen. And I really had to just put those comments on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to just follow my gut and follow my heart that I was having a great time. I was making good money. I really gave myself a minute to figure it out and took the pressure off.
The pressure off is good advice.
I mean, I still had pressure personally to like figured out. I can remember a conversation with my husband, and I don't even think we were engaged yet. And we were sitting on the balcony, and I was like, well, look, I mean, you know, you've got this restaurant going, and I think it has legs, and I think the response has been really positive, mm-hmm. but I've got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to figure me out. And I didn't know if that meant, you know, getting into the restaurant with him, opening something myself, mm-hmm. figuring out a different concept, going to work for someone else. I mean, you have to take the pressure off of yourself a little bit. I'm a very driven individual and independent.
Well, clearly.
Independent.
Look, you have an MBA so, and work three jobs.
I don't love depending on other people, but you do need to find, some good mentors, mm-hmm. some people that you can really can sit down and just listen to.
And the most successful people in the world say that exact same thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. But
you can listen to it. Well, the people that I look up to, that's, and I think, you know.
Just find some good people to listen to. Some
you are collectively the five people that you surround yourself with the most.
I love that.
So
I love that for really young good. People.
Yes.
I love that for young people because it is true. I have always paid attention to who I surround myself with. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be the least interesting person at the dinner table, mm-hmm. the least interesting person in the room. I love learning from people.
Yeah, that's
and
so good.
I think that is what you need to do to figure out where you want to go with things, yes. and to follow your heart.
And now look at our second restaurant. I can definitely tell that there's many more to come. They did it right. And I just love the story of how you got here. And I'm so glad you're here.
Because well, we're friends. Now we are friends. You're not getting rid of me.
No, thank God.
We're excited to grow this restaurant yeah. with Savannah. We really want to belong to Savannah. We want something that Savannah is going to be proud of, that we're here. And my husband and I want to start doing more. You know, when yeah. you open a business,
out in the community. There's
you do,
some footwork.
But there's also no one to replace you, like we said. So it's like, how do you find that happy medium of going to fun things like you're Dancing with the Stars and going yeah. to all these great community events. But
and be
also,
a mom and be a business owner.
And yeah. do all the things.
And be married. And
do
you
all
know.
The things.
So will you tell everyone the address of where the restaurant is in downtown Savannah and your social media handles so that they yeah. know where to find you?
Yeah. So I have an awesome girl that goes to SCAD that helps me with social media right now.
Yeah.
So it's just Java Burrito Company. And that is the umbrella account for both restaurants.
Gotcha.
But you can interact with us on there. You can send us messages, dietary questions, hours, anything you need to know. We did just start doing delivery in Savannah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's good for me to know. I'm not too far. I'm just a few blocks from her. So that's
so
good to know.
So we did open a DoorDash storefront that you can access on our website.
Oh, heck
yeah. So that's been a big thing for the city. And we are on the corner of Price and Broughton. So a lot of people say, oh my God, you're on Broughton. Okay, I never go down there, like my locals.
But it's
I
on
never
the
go
east
down there.
Side, so but it's easier to access.
There's parking
yeah, it's
down
more accessible,
there.
Is what I'm
it's,
trying to say.
It's a resident. It really is a residential,
more residential.
Pocket mm-hmm. of between Bay and Broughton. So don't be scared about parking.
I like to park on the east end, get a coffee, and then work my way down to the busier end
yes.
because you can find parking. So if you're not from Savannah, you're visiting Savannah, park on the east side, get you a coffee, get
yeah.
you a taco or burrito, and then walk down. It's going to be way better.
It is so much nicer
so
to
much
park
nicer
down there
end.
And then walk.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of like you gauge when you get into
east
the gizzy
part. East side gets forgotten, but not for the
no, it's
residents.
Been it's been called, people have told me it's the forgotten end of Broughton.
I think that's
and
changing for sure
I,
though.
Hope it's coming, you know.
It's coming.
It's coming. So we're trying.
So east end of Broughton Street, corner
yep.
of Price.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Price and Broughton.
And then the social media again was?
Is Java Burrito Company.
Java Burrito Company.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Frederica, for coming on here.
thank you
I
for
can't
having
wait to,
me.
I can't wait to hang out again. She's so much fun to hang out with. Such a smart, beautiful, wonderful human. And I'm so glad she's in Savannah.
Yay. Thank you.
All righty.